Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, we're serving up three quotes from the world of Walt Disney, if you will, regarding corporate culture, your company's culture. The idea, again, with these this series that we're in the midst of is that hopefully these points from Walt and others might plant some seeds to spur your own thinking and action in your business and your career. So what's the first quote? It comes from Barry Linetsky in his book, The Business of Walt Disney. Quote, Walt explicitly understood the notion of consumer sovereignty and made it an important tenet of the Disney corporate culture as a standard for assessing creative work. Close quote. Bam, right? Consumer sovereignty. In the end, the consumers call the shots. That warms my economist heart that Barry Linetsky knew this and offered it up. And I think Walt understood it. I think he's absolutely correct. And that's why in that Disney corporate culture, when Walt formed it, right, that your creative work had to go along with that respect for the customer, for the consumer. And of course, we could debate whether that's still the case today. Quote number two from Lorraine Santoli. Her book is Inside the Disney Marketing Machine. What did she write? Quote, in fact, that team spirit was perhaps the most important thing I learned working at the Walt Disney Company in the Eisner and Wells era. It was fundamental to organizational success and permeated the culture, whether in marketing or any other area of the company. Close quote. Teamwork, right? We hear it. Sometimes we hear it glibly referred to in the world of business. But think about your own career, right? I mean, I've been around long enough where I've been in environments where teamwork was apparent, right? You were part of a team. People liked each other. They understood each other and that we were all working in the same direction and things really rocked and rolled, right? Then there are other times where teamwork evaporates for a whole host of reasons. Heck, I worked under one management system that seemed to explicitly be geared toward breaking down teamwork within an organization. It was bizarre and it did not work well. All right, and the last quote is from the Disney Institute from the book Be Our Guest. Quote, everyone must feel comfortable with the culture, leave room for individuality and personality, close quote. Good advice, right? and this is part of the sorting process of both the manager slash entrepreneur, business owner, person calling the shots, and the employee, right? Make clear what the culture is. And then you part of your hiring decision is got to be, is this person going to fit into our culture? Is this person going to be a team player? Is this person or is this person going to disrupt things? And then as an employee, right, you got to make sure that if you're taking a job, you have to understand the culture. And is it a good fit for you, right? Is it what you want to be about? So there's a decision on both sides, as there always is in terms of hiring an individual, right? It's not just the business calling shots, but obviously it's the individual, the potential employee as well. So I think that's some good thoughts there. Thanks for listening. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. All of my books, by the way, signed books, are at Ray Keating, booksandmore.com. Now, that includes the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution. Also, all of my thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction, 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels and counting, Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first book in that series, so you can get those there. Also, you can get those thrillers at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. Also, if you want to get your thinking clear on the economy, please check out my three weekly economist books. Also, if you don't want to miss anything, you can go over to patreon.com/PastorStephenGrantFellowship. You can sign up at the bronze reader level or higher. And that means you'll get two books, my two latest Pastor Stephen Grant books right off the bat. And then going forward, you'll get every new book I write, fiction or nonfiction. And plus you get all sorts of cool stuff. It's a good deal. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.